You're listening to the Building Psychological Strength Podcast, Business Edition. My name is April Seifert. Not only am I a doctoral level psychologist, but I've been a successful entrepreneur for a number of years and have learned firsthand that building psychological strength can have a direct impact on your business success. In this Friday edition of the podcast, I'll offer you tools, tips, tricks, and information to help you become stronger, more resilient, and more successful. Let's get to it. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "You must do the thing you think you cannot do." I'm going to tell you a little story about the beginning days of this podcast in 2016. You know, I began this podcast on a complete whim. I noticed that I had more freedom and flexibility with my time when I became an entrepreneur, and I felt compelled to do something that gave back. Podcasting was becoming more popular at the time, and I wanted to give it a try. But I knew absolutely nothing about how to do a podcast. I didn't know how to record. I didn't know how to edit. I didn't know how to get my episode out there once it was created. I didn't know how to book guests, how to interview people, how to promote myself, how to collaborate with other podcasters, and on and on and on. But I did it anyway. And I sucked. It was objectively bad. And occasionally, I actually go back to those early days of the podcast and I listen to my initial episodes. I cringe my way through them. They are awful. But the thing is, you want to know how many people listened to my first episodes back then? Less than 20. Less than 20 downloads per episode. And compared to what things look like now, that's nothing. Yet, so many times when we stumble through something that's new or big or unfamiliar or ambiguous, we think everyone is watching us. We second guess and pick apart our decisions, behaviors, and failures because we feel like we are on a stage for everyone to see. And to some extent, that's true. I mean, in business and in anything we publicly do, our actions and their results are typically available for people to see. But in reality, very few people are actually watching. The stage that you think you're on, it's as though 95% of the audience is facing away from you. They're not even watching. So today, on this episode, I want to focus on something called the spotlight effect. This is the tendency we have to overestimate how much other people notice about us. We tend to think there's a spotlight on us at all times, highlighting all of our mistakes or our flaws for all the world to see. And to illustrate this effect, let's take a really quick detour into some research conducted by a set of psychologists at Cornell. In their study, they had students wear t-shirts that either had flattering or potentially embarrassing images depicted on them. And after wearing these shirts around in public, the students were asked to estimate how many people would remember what was on their shirt. And guess what? They significantly overestimated. They believed that more people were paying attention to them than actually were. This is the spotlight effect. And this tendency of ours can impact the decisions we make, the risks we take, and our ultimate success in business. Now, I began this episode with that quote from Eleanor Roosevelt for a reason. You must do the thing you think you cannot do, because that is a near constant in business. One of the biggest challenges in business is that we constantly bump up against obstacles that we think we can't overcome. And then somehow we do them. But here's the thing. If you're constantly having to overcome barriers and move through obstacles that are new and bigger than what you're used to and ambiguous and difficult, it's inevitable that you'll stumble a bit or even fail the first or second or 15th time. And as humans, we're social beings. It's baked into our very DNA. Our minds use a handful of tricks to get us to be overly concerned with the thoughts and opinions and judgments of others. And the spotlight effect is one of those tricky little tricks. And there's no time when that's more apparent than when you're constantly having to stumble over barriers and obstacles that are new, ambiguous, and difficult. The fear and anxiety that it can bring, I mean, it's crippling. And if we give in to our mind's overreacting tendencies, we can quickly be pulled into a cycle of paralysis. Overanalyzing our every move, waiting until the path is 100% clear before we take the first step. And exactly none of that is conducive to building a successful business. You'll hear me make this next point repeatedly on these Friday episodes. Business success is born out of failure. You see, failure in business isn't really failure. It's a lesson. It's impossible to move forward in business without experiencing a moderate degree of failure and letting other people's watching eyes, especially when those watching eyes are overestimated, it's fatal for your business. So what do you do about it? Research shows us that we can begin to overcome the spotlight effect by doing one simple thing: practicing perspective taking. You see, when we get caught up in the spotlight effect, what's really happening is we're operating from a very egocentric perspective. We're only considering the world from our own perspective. We're neglecting to consider that other people are almost certainly heads down, distracted by their own insecurities, challenges, tasks, responsibilities, you name it. They're not paying attention. And to illustrate this, let's go back to my podcast example. This is episode 216 of the podcast. And actually, if you think about it, it's higher than that because for months last year, I didn't even number any of my Mindset Minute Monday episodes. I just released those without even numbering them. I mean, technicality, but anyway, I'm well into the 200s. And I still encounter people in my life, close people. These are not strangers, these are close people who have no idea that I even have a podcast. No clue. Thousands and thousands of people download this podcast each month. And thank you to every single one of you, by the way, from the bottom of my heart. You will never realize. Thank you so much. Yet people who are close to me in my life still have no idea that it exists. I feel like I talk about it all the time. Yet people who are close to me in my life still have no idea that it exists. The spotlight effect. They're not paying as much attention to it as I think they are. Take the perspective of other people. Imagine all of the competing distractions going on in their lives. And then make your move. Make your mistake. Fail and learn the necessary lesson that you need to learn in order to move your business forward and succeed. Thank you so much for joining me for this business edition of the Building Psych Strength podcast. If you're an entrepreneur, current or aspiring, and you're interested in becoming more successful, hit the subscribe button. And until next week, be strong, be resilient, and be successful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.